Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. I'm in the middle of talking online with Squally from from Patreon. If you ever want to see Squally and I chatting on a Sunday when the episodes are on, patreon.com/Adam Richard is where to go. Also, right there at the moment is, I've made it public for everyone. I know I've been talking about my drawings of exploding Dalek. Was the Dalek exploding, or maybe I just drew an explosion in the background? Anyway, I used to draw pictures for the covers of my VHSs. Anyway, I found a picture of one in my memories on Facebook. It's not the Dalek one, it's for Delta and the Bannermen. And I used to just glue them to the cover of the VHSs. But anyway, you can have a look at that if you head over to patreon.com/Adam Richard. You don't need to pay to look at that picture. That one's free. but the other stuff, you know, you have to pay for. You know, it's, what was it, $6 a month for a theoretician, and theorist is $3 a month. Theoreticians get the comic book episodes, which come out weekly. They are like a full kind of recap, so you don't need to have read the comic. I'll explain it to you. It's just basically listening to a comic. It's me doing an audiobook of a comic, essentially. and then there's the Big Finish episodes in the $3 theorist tier, and they are essentially previews. I try not to spoil them in case anyone wants to buy them, and sometimes I spend a little bit too long discussing the the currency conversion on the Big Finish website, because they end up being like $42.95 or $54.36. It's fun. Things that I get excited about. And I've increased the theorizer tier to $2 because none of the $1 ones were going through. So I thought maybe if I put it up, it would work. But yeah, it's confusing. but I'm not sure. I'm still not sure if it works. I think they just refuse to do the $1 one because no one gets any money from that. Like, I don't really care about the money. It's just, you know, if people want to sign up for the monthly thing. Maybe I should move it all over to Substack or something instead of the, what do you call it, the Patreon. Anyway, we're on Patreon now. I can't be bothered changing. It's too hard. So, yeah, if you want to head over there, you can have a look at my drawing from when I was 17, 18 years old, whenever Delta and the Bannermen came out. I was very excited. I taped it off the telly and... And I drew pictures for it. I was very impressed with my bus drawing, though. I think it looks good. Like even here at 52, I'm like, oh, I was a talented little kid. My TARDIS is a bit wonky, but you know. Having fun drawing pictures. Anyway, it's a bus and a TARDIS. Like, I wasn't going to draw people. It's not great at faces. Like, TARDISes and buses, I could do. Daleks, fine. It's drawn in a pen. Like, it's not like I clearly wasn't trying. coloured in with my sister's Derwents. Anyway, let's. Let's get on with this ridiculous podcast because we've got many fun reactions to what went on in the remembrance of the Daleks. Although I've lost my window now. It's gone missing. Where do things go in this weird, like, I don't know. I've got too many things going on my computer here. So I've got the audio thing going. Someone's texting me about uni. Look into my crazy life. Anyway, Remembrance of the Daleks. So Jeff says, this was, I can't remember if this was on Patreon. I don't know where all these messages come from. They're all over the place. Jeff said about the, you know, my crazy theory about the doctor being a real person who came down and just, you know, told some wonderful tall tales to the showrunners of Doctor Who. Jeff said, I love the idea of the doctor being a real person and not having a lot going on at the moment, which would explain how long we have to wait between seasons. Well, I mean, at the moment we have to wait because of the COVID rules. And Damo said, ought to be a fly on the wall in that writer's room, which would be berserk because the writers would be like, oh, is this person a real person? This is very strange. Also, Jeff says, now that the doctor can go back to early parts of his timeline, I'd have loved to have seen them go to an early period of Professor Zaroff's antics. Oh, but was Professor Zaroff in the future? Like, I mean, I guess it's within the Doctor's timeline. Professor Zaroff, of course, is from the Underwater Menace, which is a Patrick Stewart episode. Patrick Stewart. Patrick Troughton episode. I've got Patrick Stewart on the brain because I was going to talk about some Picard things coming up. Maybe not in this episode because it takes me a while to get around to them. But I've got them lined up, comments from people. Anyway, a Patrick Troughton episode. You know, if I was a sensible podcaster, I would just cut all this out and not make myself look like such an idiot. But I kind of like the rawness of this. Anyway, but yeah, Professor Zaroff's antics. Jeff says, McCoy saying, ironically, no one in the world can stop you now would be pretty delightful. Oh, yes. That is seriously one of the most berserk moments in old school Doctor Who, because that was it an episode they found after a million years? Or that scene always existed. Nothing in the world can stop me now! And that guy that played Professor Zaroff, he was he Australian or he immigrated to Australia? He used to be in like number 96, I think, for a long time. He probably got blown up in that. Like, a lot of people got blown up in number 96. It was a racy soap opera from the 70s. It was before my time. I don't remember it. And also, it was a bit grown up for little old me when I was a wee thing. I remember I used to, there were some shows I wanted to watch when I was a kid, and I used to peek through the crack in the door when Mum was watching grown-up shows. Cop Shop was one. I don't know why I wanted to watch Cop Shop. It just sounded exciting. And what was the other one? Oh, Prisoner was the other one. My sister was obsessed with Prisoner. And then eventually we were just allowed to watch it because everyone at school was talking about it because everyone's parents would let them watch it and we weren't allowed to watch it. So yeah, because it was on. It was late at night. It was like at like 8 o'clock or something. You had to go to bed when you're a little kid. when kids go to bed after Bluey now, don't they? Is that like the last thing you watch? And then some kids stay up and watch a 15-year-old episode of Spicks and Specks. like it's nearly 10 years since I did the replacement Spicks and Specks. Like it's. Those episodes must be ancient. Like, most of the people on them are dead now. I know, certainly there was an episode on the other day and someone's like, oh, you're on TV. It's like, I'm like, yeah, half of those people are no longer with us. I think it was like set in the 60s and I had a sideways wig on. Anyway, I was dressed in a big Demis Roussos caftan. It's very strange. It was a strange time. But yes, I agree, Jeff. McCoy going to mock Professor Zaroff would be wonderful. I'm not going to try and do McCoy's accent because, you know, Matt thinks I sound like I'm Welsh when I'm doing Tom Baker. I'd hate to think what I sound like if I tried to do McCoy. Also, about the remembrance of the Daleks, Jeff says, the Doctor committing genocide never feels any better. Were there any Thals left on Skaro, or had they left a million years earlier? Yeah, that's a concerning thing. I find the fact that the Thals have kind of persisted on Skaro to be, it's kind of a difficult thing to get your head around, because it's like, well, the Daleks have managed to take over the entire universe, but they haven't managed to wipe out that little corner of on their own planet of people who, you know, stood against them, who they hate, who they were at war with for like centuries before they turned into Daleks. Like, how did they never get on top of that? It's I don't understand it. If you have a theory about it, I would love to hear it. We do have a theory, but I will address that in the next episode. See, I talked too long about Patrick Stewart. Not Patrick Stewart. I should have edited it out, but, you know, that's what you're here for, my man.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.